KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s with calm winds. Tonight, clear, mid-50s with calm winds. For tomorrow, have sunny skies, 83. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with temperatures around 60. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s. Friday night, clear skies, lows 64. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The cyber attack on the meat processing company JBS could have far-reaching red meat supply chain issues if it lasts more than a couple of days. Todd Gleason has more.
Well, over the weekend, the JBS Foods computer systems were compromised, and in response, the company has been shutting down meat processing facilities around the planet, including here in the United States. Veterinarian Jim Lowe from the University of Illinois has this perspective on the potential impact of the cyber attack.
I think what will happen to the industry is still to be told. We don't know yet. If it's today, probably not that big a deal. It sounds like a big chunks of the company are shut down today. If it goes on for the rest of the week, I think that's really a problem across the entire protein complex.
JBS Foods provides more than 206 million 4-ounce servings of protein around the planet every day. It's the second largest supplier of each of the three primary meats in the United States, beef, pork, and poultry. Lowe says the packing plants are mostly set up to run at 100% capacity and that any glitch along the chain has a ripple effect. He uses the Beardstown, Illinois pork processing plant as an example.
So if we don't harvest pigs at Beardstown today, which is, 20-ish thousand pigs that would be harvested there today, if those don't get harvested, they've got to get harvested sometime later, and we just run out of days, right? It's a perishable commodity. The pig's gaining weight every day. He needs to get to town. Same deal on the cattle side, and really the same on the chicken side.
The supply chain is tightly coordinated and very efficient. However, this means any disruption, for instance, COVID-19 at about this time last year, has an impact on the ability of the system to continue moving product. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the company of Dillon's is hiring full-time, part-time, and seasonal employees across the entire state of Kansas at its stores and distribution centers. Hake News reports the announcement came yesterday from the parent company of Kroger, saying that they're interested in candidates and are encouraging individuals to apply at jobs.dillons.com. They're also participating in a hiring fair June 5th from noon to 4 p.m. for in-person interviews. The announcement comes as more companies are looking to hire more individuals after the COVID-19 pandemic and the labor shortage continues. Dillon's is hiring positions that include grocery stocking clerks, cashiers, deli clerks, pickup clerks on online grocery services, and distribution center order assemblers. In other news, a former postal worker in eastern Kansas has been ordered to pay $1,100 in fines and restitution for destroying mail and presumably stealing cash that was contained within the mail. KSN News reports that 24-year-old Dennis Tapscott of Emporia was fined on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Wichita. Good American Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
With demand for COVID-19 vaccines at mass clinics, some Kansas communities are making their inoculation efforts more mobile. If people can't leave their homes for a COVID-19 vaccine, public health officials in Johnson and Wyandotte counties in the Kansas City area can send someone out. Wyandotte County is signing up churches, businesses, and apartment complexes for group shots and going to them. The state does have seven trailers allowing it to set up vaccine clinics at remote sites, including Kansas Speedway and Malvern Lake, south of Topeka, later this week. A University of Kansas Health System official jokingly suggested having ice cream trucks also give out vaccinations. In other news, police are investigating after a woman's body was found in a Salina park. TV station Cake News reports that police are working to identify the woman whose body was found early on Tuesday morning lying face down at near the south entrance of Lakewood Park. Police have not said how she died, and the investigation is still ongoing. Officials say the woman appeared to be in her late 20s. So far, there are no suspects in the case, and an autopsy is being performed on the woman. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. An aerial search for a Nebraska man missing in Hawaii has been suspended, but volunteers plan to continue searching for him on the ground. Samuel Joseph Martinez was studying microbiology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln before he flew to the Hawaiian island of Kauai on May 12th. The 23-year-old planned to spend nearly 2 weeks hiking and camping. His family filed a missing persons report with the Lincoln police after he missed his May 25th flight home. Police say investigators tracked cell phone pings from his cell phone on May 12th near Waimea Canyon Drive Road. The ground search was set to resume today. South Dakota-based ethanol company Poet has purchased the biofuels assets of Flint Hills Resources, including 5 ethanol plants in Iowa and 1 in Nebraska. The Nebraska plant is in Fremont. The ethanol terminals are in Buda, Texas, and Camilla, Georgia. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Wednesday Nebraska news here on the Mid-America Network. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at their last meeting approved purchase of another pair of buildings in the 600 block of Broadway. $35,000 was approved for purchase from Joe Kohorst of two adjacent buildings at 612 Broadway, which stand just west of another pair of buildings extending to the Life Tiles mural that were purchased earlier. Councilman Terry Hughes voted no, expressing concern with the number of recent real estate acquisitions, noting that his ward does not benefit from the efforts. It was noted the buildings are vacant and in disrepair. They will be taken down for green space. The city administrator is to go out for bids for demolition and for bids on removing two houses at 307 Broadway and 101 South 4th owned by the city, another condemned property at 1205 Calhoun, as well as a garden apartment complex facing condemnation at 205 North 10th. Construction work on the new fire station continues in Marysville, with completion expected by August. An injury accident was reported in Gage County, south of Virginia, Saturday evening, shortly before 6:30. A vehicle driven by Valeria Hazen, age 62, of Blue Springs, collided with a UTV driven by Stephen Jansen, age 65, of rural Virginia, near South 134th and Linden Roads. Both drivers were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Work has begun on renovations at Homer Hansen Stadium, kicking off a $2.75 million project that will include artificial turf and improved track facilities that are expected to be completed by this fall. A new scoreboard is also being added, and phase two next year will include replacing the current press box and restrooms. Spurred by a generous $1.9 million commitment by the Don Landall family, the project will be completely funded through private contributions. A majority of the remaining balance was generated through over 120 contributions, totaling nearly $84,000 through the Pony Express Match Day last month. Anyone still wishing to contribute toward the effort may do so through the USD 364 Foundation, with details on the Homer Hansen Project Facebook page. USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch commented on the grassroots effort being completed through oversight of the district and the school board.
Thanks to a grassroots campaign, members of our communities pushed for and even campaigned on our behalf to see the Homer Hansen Stadium become more modernized as compared to other league schools that we compete with. This project's going to allow our kids to compete on turf field, to run on an 8-lane track, experience a new scoreboard, and eventually a new press box. Don Landall and family made a tremendous donation to this project, which primed the well for many other donations to follow. This campaign will be ongoing. However, the efforts to this point will allow the track and the turf to be taken care of this summer. Such a grassroots effort to enhance the local schools and communities, not found in every school across America, so the accomplishment shows that there's something special about Marysville.
Gene A. Shala, age 87, of the Odell area, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5 until 7. At the Laughlinova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gene Shala. Betty J. Jurgens, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Visitation on Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlinova Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Jurgens. Edgar D. Rettig, age 86, of Hanover, passed away May 24th. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, June 5th, 10 a.m., at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Rettig. Robert R. Kohlmeyer, age 93, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m., at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Robert Kohlmeyer.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Attention Blue Rapids residents. If you need to clean up your property and house, the City of Blue Rapids Cleanup Day is Saturday, June 5th. Tires with no rims should be brought to the fairgrounds, and household furniture should be brought to the curb by June 4th. That's the City of Blue Rapids Cleanup Day, Saturday, June 5th.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. Can't you have fun today? Over five decades of timeless hits. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. The Beach Boys 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest bringing us dry weather. Some areas across the central parts of the High Plains area, parts of the Midwest, have an upper level system that will bring a chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms for today. Otherwise, sunny skies, dry for tomorrow, all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the weekend. We have an upper level ridge moving in towards the Midwest, and that's going to bring our temperatures in the upper 80s across the central parts of the Midwest as we enter Friday, continuing into the weekend. So across the area, becoming sunny, upper 70s with calm winds. Tonight, clear skies, mid-50s with calm winds. For tomorrow, sunny skies, highs at 83. Tomorrow night, clear skies, temperatures at 60. As we enter Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, and Friday night, clear skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this day, 99. The average low, 59. The record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
You don't have to plan dinner tonight. We do it for you. It's National Rotisserie Chicken Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 2nd, the 153rd day of the year. Actor and comedian Dana Carvey turned 66 today, and on this day in 1953, Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of England. If you plan on celebrating National Rotisserie Chicken Day without picking one up from the deli at your local grocery store, you've got plenty of time to get it cooking. Rotisserie chickens require about 15 to 16 minutes of cooking per pound. If you're looking to pick one up already cooked, no problem. Rotisserie chickens are readily available at supermarkets. In 2018, over 900 million rotisserie chickens were sold to consumers. Chains like Boston Market catapulted the popularity of the bird back in the 90s. However, of the original 1,100 restaurants, only 350 are left. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
KNDY.
KNDY Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Wednesday. Wins for the Kansas City Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. First, the Royals. Andrew Benintendi hit a grand slam and drove in five runs, leading the Royals to a 10-5 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates yesterday. Salvador Perez had two homers and three RBIs to help the Royals sweep the two-game series. Brady Singer allowed five runs, four earned, and eight hits in five and two-thirds innings to get the win. Will Crow took the loss. He gave up eight runs and eight hits in four-plus innings. The Wind Surge won their first series opener at Riverfront Stadium yesterday, a narrow 2-1 victory over the Arkansas Travelers. Starter Chris Vallemont allowed five hits and three walks in only four innings, struck out three and only allowed one run. The Wichita-Arkansas series continues this evening with the first pitch at 7:05 this evening from Riverfront. The Royals open up a four-game series with the Twins tomorrow. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that Rusty Eck Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Eck Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Eck Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Horse Racing Essential Quality set yesterday as a 2-1 favorite for the Belmont Stakes, which will be run this Saturday without a horse from trainer Bob Baffert, pending an investigation into Medina Spirit's failed drug test after winning the Kentucky Derby. Preakness winner Ron Bauer and Essential Quality headline a field of eight horses for the third jewel of the Triple Crown. Baffert has no horses running at Belmont Park because the New York Racing Association suspended him in light of Medina Spirit's positive drug test for a corticosteroid at the Derby. Naomi Osaka getting support for her battle with depression.
Osaka dropped out of the French Open before her second-round tennis match, revealing on social media that she's been dealing with depression. Grand Slam record holder Serena Williams spoke on Osaka's behalf.
You just have to let her handle it the way she wants to in the best way that she thinks she can.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
And I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Wednesday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
Add a little pizzazz to your indoor or outdoor garden with a unique variety or interesting display of coleus. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find small, medium, and large coleus and those that stand upright or trail. Some thrive in the sun while others prefer a bit of shade. The chartreuse leaves of wasabi adorn a 2 to 3 foot tall plant, and the large leaves of kong are sure to attract attention. And consider a trailing variety like strawberry drop for hanging baskets or as a spiller in your container. The many unique leaf shapes and color patterns can brighten a shady spot in the landscape or indoor plant collection. Combine coleus with other annuals such as alternathera, fuchsia, begonia, and perennials like hostas, ferns, and ornamental grasses. Try growing one of the smaller varieties like India frills in a unique container or even an open terrarium. They make a great centerpiece for indoor or outdoor dining. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you're detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
Imagine an animal show where bears bolted from the stage to barrel past tourists and make a break for the ice cream stand. It's just one of the many stories from a show that's still drawing huge crowds after a half century. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farm in the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farm in the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farm in the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Bear Show at Clark's Trading Post has been a tradition for over 70 years. In 1949, the audience not only got quite a show, they were the actual show ring.
One special bear named Ebony, she was allowed to come out to this grassy area. The audience would form a circle, and Ebony would run out through a gate and to the center where she knew her props were, and then the show would begin.
Maureen Clark's grandparents began the Trading Post tourist attraction. Today, she is responsible for training the bears in the show. Eventually, a double-deck, 40-foot open-air show arena was built.
On occasion, Ebony would slip through the crowd and run up the back stairs of the gift shop and headed to the lunch counter where she knew the ice cream cones came from.
They plan on an average of 1,000 hours of training for a cub before it can perform in the show. Each spring requires a tune-up after the bears den up each winter.
They remember all of their tricks. But the tricks that they like to do, they will do very easily. But the ones they don't like to do, they pretend that they forgot. You know, they have no idea what you're asking them to do.
It takes time and patience to train these bears.
If they don't want to do something, there's no making them do it. It's asking them and rewarding them. That's the only way we do it. They have all their teeth. They have all their claws. They know how to use them, and we don't use any weapons.
The parking lot is usually full, spring to fall, with cars from across America witnessing a bear show that dates to the 1940s. Traveling the countryside in Lincoln, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCray.
In the garden, don't forget to add in some organic matter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost and mulch feed organisms in the soil that help your plants take up vital nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I have a large
perennial flower garden that requires 30 bags of mulch to cover it. Every couple of years, I have to replace the mulch, and I wonder, where does it go? Nina Basick is an Urban Horticulture Institute professor at Cornell University. She says the mulch is lunch for fungi, bacteria, and other critters in the soil. These organisms help aerate the soil and break down complex nutrients into simple soluble forms that the plants can take up. Basick says they did a 12-year study of adding organic matter in a perennial landscape.
We add mulch every year until there's enough biomass on top that's dropping its own organic matter. And that process has actually improved the soil over the long term. The day after we add the compost, we actually improve the soil. But 12 years of doing that and adding mulch to that initial input of compost actually had much better results than just the first year of doing that.
Composted organic matters such as animal manure and kitchen scraps also improve soil density. Basick says they've done a lot of work on soils that are degraded and compacted.
In that case, you need more compost to make an effect on heavier soils that have been compacted at least a third to 50%. So a third would be 2 scoops of soil to 1 scoop of compost, and 50% would be 1 to 1 by volume to make a difference in terms of reducing that density and reducing the compaction.
For a home garden, another way to determine how much organic matter you'll need is to measure the overall planting area and calculate how much compost it will take to cover the area with at least an inch. Learn more about using organic matter in your garden at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tempted and tried, we oft made to wander why it should be thus all the day. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves us so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year? Farther along we
When I start to worry, I think about this quote from President Abraham Lincoln. The best thing about the future is that it comes only one day at a time. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, you could apply this wisdom to almost anything in life. Your job, your relationships, your health, and definitely your finances. Are you building savings, planning for retirement? Maybe you're paying down debt. You can make it easier by taking it one day at a time and letting go of the worry. Then you'll be more likely to stay the course. Just make sure you have a financial strategy that's based on God's plan for you and how He wants you to use His financial gifts wisely. Then you can figure out how much you need and what you can give to others. So stop worrying and live each day as it comes. That mindset will help you have more meaning and gratitude in your life. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants to know what you think about the food system. More today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds growers to follow pesticide labels to the letter. Joan Rada Heath is with Bayer.
Throughout the growing season, be sure to read and follow the label, verify all applicators are properly trained, and employ effective integrated pest management programs. These steps help protect pollinators, reduce exposure risk, and help maximize product efficacy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The pandemic exposed some weaknesses in our food supply chain, and now the USDA wants ideas for building a more resilient model. Deputy Undersecretary May Wu.
Our food system broke down, and we are in the process of rebuilding it, but we don't want to rebuild it to the old system that we had. This is our chance to rebuild it into something new and better and stronger and healthier and more equitable. The next crisis might be another pandemic, or it could be something driven by our changing climate. So those are the types of things that we're trying to prepare for.
Wu says public comment is invited through June 21st.
We want to hear about local and regional food systems. We want to hear about new market opportunities, especially around like value-added agriculture and products. We want to hear about fair and competitive markets, about how to advance efforts to transform the food system. How can we better meet the needs of the agricultural workforce? How can we better support and promote consumers' nutrition security, especially for low-income populations? And how can we better support the needs of socially disadvantaged and small to mid-sized producers?
To comment, go to federalregister.gov and search supply chains. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N. corp.com/careers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
KNDY.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, this week's crop progress report was a day late because of the Memorial Day holiday released on Tuesday. And this week's crop progress report shows the Kansas is still running a little bit behind schedule when it comes to corn planting. 83% of the Kansas corn crop is in the ground this week, compared to the five-year average of 88%. 66% of the corn has emerged in Kansas. That compares to 71% on the five-year average. The crop is in fairly decent shape. 65% of the corn is rated in good condition. 9% is excellent. Taking a look at some of the other issues, 58% of the Kansas soybean crop has been planted. That is ahead of the five-year average of 46%. 40% of the Kansas soybeans have emerged. That, too, is ahead of the game. 31% is the five-year average. And 66% of the Kansas cotton crop has already been planted. That's well ahead of the five-year average of 46%. 17% of the sorghum has been planted so far. That's comparable to the five-year average of 18%. 27% of Kansas sunflowers in the ground. That is well ahead of the 16% five-year average. And as we look at the Kansas winter wheat, we find that the Kansas Crop Progress Report this week shows that 95% of our winter wheat crop has headed. That compares to 94% on the five-year average, so right on par there. The winter wheat condition, well, about the same as it was last week. 14% is rated in poor to very poor condition. 25% is rated in fair condition. 49% of the Kansas winter wheat crop is rated as good, and 12% is rated as excellent. So Kansas winter wheat crop remains still in pretty good shape so far. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report from USDA shows price support for new crop soybeans. Michael Clements has more.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence at the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the May report offers a peek at the new crop marketing season.
When we have the May report drop, it's always exciting because you're effectively bridging what's going on still in the old crop and reconciling what the new crop balance sheets are looking like. I think the most important thing here is that if we look at the new crop balance sheets, we only see incremental growth in U.S. carryout of 20 million bushels, which means that we're looking at a very tight supply position. Not just that we're in now and that we've been in for a couple months, but really proceeding all the way through the next season.
Marshall says renewable fuel demand is boosting soybean oil price outlooks.
There's a lot of movement on the soybean oil part of the balance sheet. First, on old crop, we had prices grow up by 10 cents per pound to 55 cents. And then as we look towards the new crop year, we're looking at a record 65 cents a pound. A lot of this, of course, is attributable to a surge in demand that we're seeing from the renewable fuel sector.
USDA also pegged the expected marketing year average price at $13.85 per bushel.
Seeing that price level there is encouraging because USDA is putting out their production expansion expected in both Brazil and Argentina. Brazil looking at a potential record 144 million metric ton crop for the new crop. Argentina having a rebound from all the dryness this year, coming back in at 52. But overall, global inventories will still be pretty tight. U.S. here very tight. Even with that 20 million bushel increase, we're still looking at just a 3% stocks to use ratio, which is supportive for pricing.
Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Rain that just sits on the soil surface isn't getting down to the crop. Here's how to improve soil water infiltration on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Precipitation events are becoming more and more common, but the water may not be getting down in the ground where it needs to be for growing plants. Bare soil is one contributing factor. When raindrops fall, their direct impact and erosive forces dislodge the soil particles. The particles then fill in and block surface pores, which causes crusting. Steve Coleman is an associate professor and state specialist of soil fertility at The Ohio State University. He says to prevent crusting during the critical spring establishment period for the crop, have plant residue on the soil surface.
It's like classic soil conservation principles, but when we have residue there, whether that be crop residue from the previous year, whether that be a cover crop or some other kind of rotation, when we have that residue, it protects the soil. It absorbs the energy of that raindrop and it really minimizes crusting.
Aim for aggregated soil at the surface and good structure below. The best way to do that is to have lots of roots from actively growing plants, which open up pore spaces for water infiltration. Also, reduce tillage and soil disturbance the best you can.
There are, of course, hardcore no-tillers in this world, and bless their soul, but it's not the system for everybody. But we do strive to minimize disturbance, and that is, of course, a soil health building principle. In the short term, residue management and keeping soils covered and not completely bare is a really good way to help.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about improving soil water infiltration at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, still struggling with corn. July corn is now down 15 at 673 and three quarters. September is down 9 1/4 at 592 and three quarters. A good start to corn. Didn't last all that long, though. July Kansas City wheat, same story. Started well, but not doing well now. July KC wheat is down 3 3/4 at 633 and three quarters. September down 3 at 642. Soybeans still holding on. July beans up 10 at 15.58 and a half. August beans up 11 1/4 at 15.12. Double-digit gains in each of the back months. So soybeans are looking pretty good right now. July soybean meal is down 560 at 393.10. August is down $5 at 394.50. So soy meal not doing well, but bean oil is on quite a rally. July bean oil is at 70.24. That's up 285 points. August bean oil is up 266 points at 66.41. So a positive day for soybean oil. The beans themselves are doing nicely also. Cotton not having a good day. July cotton is down 62 points at 83.63. October cotton is down 72 points at 84.64. So not a good day for cotton. As we turn to the livestock complex, we see cattle doing very well. Saw some bubbles earlier, but June live cattle up 350 at 117.05. August up 282 at 119.42. Back months are all up. Many by more than a dollar. August feeders up 302 at 152.17. September up 292 at 154.90. So feeder cattle are doing well. Each of the back months is up significantly there also. Hogs are the sticking point here, unfortunately. June hogs at 117.65, that's down 97. July hogs at 117.85, that's down a buck 80. So not a good look for hogs right now, but live cattle and feeder cattle are doing nicely. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Washington County Saddle Club Annual Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 11th and 12th, featuring a free barbecue meal Friday with your admission ticket, children's stick horse race ages 8 and under Friday, a chore relay for ages 9 through 18 Saturday, a special performance featuring Roman riding each evening at 6:30. Savannah Chestnut performs live for the rodeo dance Saturday evening at 9. Free admission with your rodeo ticket or $5 dance admission applies. Advanced discount tickets are available at CJ East and West in Marysville, Washington Veterinary and the Animal Health Center in Washington. Tickets also available at the gate for the Washington County Rodeo, June 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive, and I knew that it was you as soon as your dark eyes met mine. Tell me, baby, did you see the sparks and put your hand in? Breathe when you're close. prairie fire. So burn, baby, burn. Don't you try to hide. Burn, baby, burn. Feel it deep inside.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.